The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Now, I want to read you a passage from this morning's Irish Times, and it goes as follows. January the 11th, 2019, morning. Three people dealing and injecting by the city wall. Five people injecting by the city gate. Caretaker moves the group on. Afternoon, man injecting in the groin across from the school. Man injecting a woman in the arm. Parents irate. Now, it's a segment from the logbook of the person who's with me now, and it's Eilish Marr, principal of St. Auden's National School on Cook Street in Dublin's inner city. In the pages of that logbook, Eilish has been documenting the open-air public drug dealing and drug use that happens in full view of the pupils of her school. Eilish, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Pat.
Now, this is a primary school, and there's a preschool as well.
Yeah.
So we're talking of kids from the age of 3 up to...
3 to 12.
And they are seeing scenes like this.
Absolutely.
What prompted you to start your logbook?
To be honest with you, I started in 2015 on the basis of people's attitudes that it was pretty unbelievable, which it is, I suppose, to a lot of people. And at that point, I decided, you know what? I had appealed to relevant authorities and government bodies to help and for support. And I was met with a lot of blank stares and, you know, shrugs and, you know, again, disbelief. And I said, you know, I'm going to start documenting this.
Now, it's not a question of you going out like Sherlock Holmes and looking for this. This is staring you in the face.
This is it. Yeah, this is not a Columbo campaign or anything like that. This is just facts.
It's you look out the window and you can see this.
Outside my office, that's it. And every classroom in our school looks out on Cook Street. So it's in plain view for everyone.
Now, Cook Street itself, for people who don't know it, it is parallel to Merchant's Quay. If you're coming down from Christchurch towards the River Liffey, down Wine Tavern Street, turn left.
Turn left.
Before you come to the Quays, that's Wine Tavern, that's Cook Street.
Cook Street, that's us, yeah.
So it is a quiet street.
It is a very quiet street, a very historic street, but it is quiet. Very nice and lovely.
Yeah, and it's not a rat run or anything like that.
No.
It's, I mean, you see occasional cars coming out of Cook Street to get onto Wine Tavern Street. So it is very quiet.
It is.
You've also found drug paraphernalia knocking around the place. What sort of stuff do you regularly find?
So we found discarded needles, syringes, bloodied wipes, you know, huge amounts of drug equipment. You know, in our school car park previously, before we took security measures, outside the school and across the road from the school.
And you mentioned in that excerpt from your diary that I read out, your log, that the caretaker moves people on. And that's hardly the job that the caretaker should have.
No, it's not. We have two great caretakers in the school and they move people on regularly. If they're not around, it would be myself or the deputy principal do it. We would treat any kind of an unpleasant scene as a critical incident, and we need to move people on as quickly as we can.
Yeah. Do the children ever interact with these, either when they're being collected later on or some of them old enough perhaps to walk home?
Not many of our children walk home on their own because parents would be concerned about the intimidation and the antisocial behaviour on the street. Parents certainly do interact and have asked people to move on and have become quite irate, understandably, I suppose. But the children, no, don't interact. I would probably like to clarify, I think it does make very dramatic reading. Mm-hmm. It is factual. But the school is very secure and very safe. And we did get a department grant a few years ago to take a number of safety measures.
So within the school walls, everything is...
Everything is perfect.
Is perfect,
yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
But outside the school walls, you have this kind of stuff going on.
Yeah.
I've interviewed the people from Merchant's Quay many, many times, mm-hmm. and their hearts are absolutely in the right place. And
I agree.
The shelter they offer people at the end of a day when they have nowhere else to lie, they can lie on yoga mats in Merchant's Quay. So they offer a very valuable service. But is all the drug use that you're seeing, is it associated with the fact that Merchant's Quay is where it is?
We would believe so, yes. It's a very large scale service. And a lot of people that I would speak to are coming or going to and from Merchant's Quay. The current service is a needle exchange. You know, it is unfair to expect addicts to travel home with clean needles to inject. it's not possible for people to do that in their situation.
So at the moment there is a needle exchange where you can swap your used needle for a fresh one in a plastic packing and all of that. There is the proposal to have an injecting centre there, so they inject on the premises.
Yeah.
Is that something that you think will alleviate your situation or perhaps make it worse?
And I think this is the crux of the issue and why people, I suppose, find it hard to understand our point of view. You know, we're not experts in health policy. If this is what's going to help the addiction problem in Ireland, I'm not going to argue with that. My argument is that the current plan for this injecting centre doesn't contain a policing plan. There seems to be very little detail in what happens on the way to and from such a site.
Just to explain for people who don't know how it works, they don't provide the drugs to the addict. The addict has to procure the illegal drugs themselves and then bring it in, and they inject themselves. And if there is an OD or a bad experience, there is the antidote available on the premises if someone should collapse.
Yes, that's correct. That's the basis of it.
However, if people are heading for an injection centre, they're going to source their supply. Are you afraid there might be dealers congregating around the area in order to supply people who are going to inject?
Absolutely. And I think it's quite founded. I'm currently on Merchants Quay. I think if anybody who works in the area or passes up and down on a frequent basis would see there are large scale drug dealers on the quays currently at either end of Merchants Quay at the moment. And that's without such a facility which is going to allow injecting to be legal on said premises. So, you know, where's the line here? Where's the boundary? Yeah. Where can you buy these drugs? Is it going to be semi-illegal? Semi-legal, you know, I don't understand what the situation is. Nobody can tell me. There's supposed to be a policing plan implemented.
What impact does this have on the kids looking out the window or being picked up by their parents and seeing this kind of activity going on?
Well, it's extremely traumatic and distressing. I think, you know, anyone can understand that. Our problem would be, when does the trauma become desensitization and normalization?
So if they say this is what goes on,
this is our streets,
life
this is our community, this is our community, this is what happens. You know, so that's not right. It's not okay. And our children deserve the same opportunities as anybody else, you know, and other children, other communities.
This is a situation which I think most parents around the country, if it was happening at their local school, would find to be absolutely intolerable. You're a bit cynical about the politicians who want no fry zones, no fast food within so many metres of a school, and yet they will tolerate this.
Exactly. And like I said, I've been met with a blank stare and a brick wall. And yes, there's a massive campaign in this country for no fry zones within 300 or 400 metres. And it's been implemented in places. So it's happening to combat childhood obesity. Also, the alcohol bill, which will come into play next November, which will ban alcohol advertising within 200 metres of a childcare setting. But yet there is nobody going to talk to me about drug selling, drug dealing and all that goes along with that 300 metres from my school.
It is extraordinary. I mean, the PC-ness of the other thing, you know, where, I mean, if a kid doesn't have the money for fast food, they won't be able to buy it. Mm-hmm. If the parent takes an interest in the child's diet, they won't be buying it to excess. I mean, a treat is a treat.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely
always happy to go along with that. This is something entirely different.
I know. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah. Who have you spoken to?
Well, I have written to and made an attempt to engage with Leo Varadkar himself, James Riley a number of years ago, Aidan O'Riordan, Catherine Byrne, Simon Harris, you name it. I'd say I started writing in December 2014, and I've met nobody.
Nobody has come near you?
No.
The Department of Education, I mean, do they have a view on this? Or, I mean, it's their school, after all. They fund it. It's a DESH school. They resource it well. They've given you the security. But, I mean, the hinterland is also important.
Absolutely. And, you know, I do believe in harm reduction. And I do believe the principles of harm reduction should also consider the community and the surrounding area. I have recently requested a meeting with Minister Joe McHugh. And I have been told that will happen. but I haven't heard when.
Merchants Quay, the response they have, they say the facility, the injecting facility, will address many of the concerns raised by St Aidan's National School. By taking drug litter and public injecting off the streets, the facility will make the area around the school a safer place for children, for parents and for teachers going to work. This is Derek Parker, the project coordinator for the facility. And, I mean, you've accepted that this may be the correct public health response.
Absolutely.
However, the dealer and the dealing around the school, that's not addressed in that statement.
No, and, you know, when we talk about the drugs culture, we talk about access to drugs, the opportunity to buy drugs. You know, this really is a massive issue for us, the access and opportunity for children and or young people to watch, to buy, to deal, to sell. You know, Dublin East is already a marginalised community. There are many disadvantaged pockets within it. Are people going to tell me that every, you know, addicts in this city comes from Dublin East? Because these large scale services, just, they are making communities totally unsustainable. Like, where is the pride in our community? It's very difficult to have some. We can't use the green space across from our school.
A comment from one of the listeners: I used to live beside the primary school. It was a daily occurrence to see people openly injecting, dumping needles, passing out and defecating on the street. I lost count of the number of times I saw people injecting in the groin.
Yeah.
So that's sad, the
reality.
These
are facts. You know, I'm not on a mission or don't have an ulterior motive or an agenda. These are
the
facts.
Kids are your priority.
The kids are my priority, and I have a responsibility and a duty of care towards them. You know,
now, they do see things that they shouldn't see, perhaps, but they do see them. Have you attempted to sort of have any communication with them about empathy for the poor unfortunates who are afflicted by the curse of drug addiction?
Absolutely. It's commonplace. And I mean, our school ethos is based on compassion, and we would consider ourselves a very peaceful school. We do a lot of work in empathy and emotional intelligence. And we have numerous conversations. And I tell people, you know, Ireland's a very small place. The majority of families in Ireland have somebody with an addiction, someone struggling with that kind of a challenge. They are someone's mother, father, sister, brother. You know, we don't use negative language. You know, we don't shout. We don't roar at people. We can be firm but respectful. And that is a message we give to the children across the board on a daily basis.
And presumably these addicts, many of them are really unfortunate looking. I mean, they don't look in the whole of their health. No. They're strung out there a lot of the time. And to see someone injecting in the groin, it's something that would be almost disgusting, abhorrent to a child to see that. And you don't want that normalised. Perhaps there's a there but for the grace of God message. You know, kids, watch out. This could happen to you.
Yeah, I agree. But also, you know, again, like I said, the drugs culture in Ireland and the, I suppose, the profits we made from it, that would be a concern of ours. You know, children are coming from an area that's at advantage with no green space, no playing space. They're going to grow up and become teenagers. And I would fear there's a certain attraction and a certain amount of money to be made. Mm. I mean, it's a different tangent, perhaps, but it's also relevant.
I mean, it's not your job to find solutions. You have to get someone to help you to deal with your particular problem. But what could a solution be? Would it be to dissipate these services into GP practices, or, you know, so that you don't have congregations of people?
Absolutely. I know the facility in Paris is on a hospital grounds. It is also near schools. It's on a hospital grounds, and there are 40 extra. There were 40 extra policemen brought into the area specifically for that purpose. You know, it's a medical issue. It's been treated as a health issue. I mean, why not have it on, you know, health services and hospital grounds? The problem with communities is, and I feel that, you know, people can be very negative towards addicts and, you know, use negative language. And that's not something we want to promote either. But when you don't know people and when your area has been oversaturated, it's kind of a natural consequence to become irate, become annoyed, you know, and we can't stop that to a certain degree, but every community needs to take responsibility
for its own
people and for its own addicts. And that's exactly it.
The nearest hospital is St James. No room there.
No room, certainly not now.
And the Coombe. You don't want it there either. So,
I know.
Anyway, Eilish, I sympathise with your difficulties, and I presume you're going public in the hope that somebody somewhere is listening.
Absolutely.
All right. Eilish Marr, who is the principal of St Aidan's National School on Cook Street in Dublin's inner city. Thank you very much for joining us.